Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ Jesus. One day Jesus taught some of his disciples a lesson about missions that they never forgot. These disciples were fishermen, so he also taught them something about fishing. And it's all recorded in the gospel lesson for the day. Now, this may just be a good way to conclude this mission emphasis series in our chapter. Jesus related his teaching to the fisherman's own goal, namely a great catch of fish. Now, this goal certainly made sense to the disciples because they were professional fishermen. Now, not all fishermen are professionals. Some people go fishing just for the enjoyment of being out there in the fresh air, or to get away from the regular routine of life. Many amateur fishermen get satisfaction from fishing, whether they catch any fish or not. Oh, they much prefer to catch some. In fact, sometimes make up fantastic stories about some they did not catch. But they go back again and again and again, whether they're catching fish or not, because they seem to enjoy the fishing as much as they enjoy the fish. However, it was not that way with the professionals. These people have to take fishing much more seriously because their livelihood depends upon it. And Jesus here is talking to professional fishermen, but he also makes it clear that now he was not really talking about fish. He said, from now on, you will catch men. Another way of stating the Great Commission. Make disciples. Jesus wanted his followers to take his work, his saving entry into this world, to redeem the fallen human family by his sacrificial death and his glorious resurrection. He wanted his followers to take that as seriously as they did their own fishing. He wants a great pack of people, and he will not be satisfied with anything less. Now today, there is much amateur thinking about catching fish, about mission too. And if you've been listening, you will have heard some Christians making statements something like this, perhaps. God wants us to fish strenuously for people. He's pleased if we work hard, put in long hours, use creative fishing techniques, keep our equipment up to date, get the best communication equipment possible, read the latest angling literature, but he's not particularly concerned whether there are results or not. Or someone may say, God does not really expect us to keep a record of how many fish we catch. Oh, dollars and budgets are very important in the church, but as long as we keep working hard, he'll take responsibility for the results. After all, we won't know how many fish we have caught until we get to heaven anyway. Or a smaller catch of fish is usually of higher quality than a large catch. It's certainly easier to keep in the boat to take care of and to keep fresh and to keep alive. We prefer quality to quantity. But these professional fishermen in Luke's account knew better than that. And even though they were professionals, they had fished all night and they had caught nothing. They were tired, discouraged, their program had failed, and like many missionaries who have had experience, who've been well trained, have good equipment, they've been fishing without catching. But then Jesus came along and said, launch out into the deep. Now just imagine how this word from a carpenter struck these professional fishermen after having been out all night working hard, tired, they'd already cleaned their nets, they wanted to get some sleep now. But although Jesus was no fisherman, he was the Lord. So they argued a little bit, and then they did as he requested. What they did not know at that moment was that now Jesus, in his divine wisdom, was directing them to the right place at the right time, and they had been in the wrong place at the wrong time or not. And it came for them to obey the Lord. They taught a great tax of faith. Jesus' program produced results, and they were simply delighted. Now, what is the mission lesson for the church today, for the professionals in the church, and for the professionals in training here at our seminar? I think the words of Jesus. Henceforth, you will be casting men. You will be casting men. But do we really think of ourselves with that? Whether we do or not depends, at least in part, a great part, I believe, on how we view the purpose of the church. What are the objectives of the church that the Lord had in mind? The very same objectives that the Heavenly Father had in sending His Son into the world to speak and to save the lost. Jesus put it this way to His followers: as the Father has sent me, even so send I you. So, seminarians are here in training to become pastors of men. Now, in theological language, we express it as the material principle of Lutheran theology, the doctrine of justification by grace through faith. St. Paul took this same thought much more forcefully when he said, I am determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Yes, this is the very heart and center of our theology, our purpose, our ministry, simply because it meets the felt need, the real need of the whole human family, and fulfills the divine purpose that God has in mind for His church. Therefore, everything we do in the parish ministry, and everything we do in preparation for the parish ministry, needs to be related to the material principle that Christ came to speak and to save the lost. That's what Jesus in our text said. We will be captives of men. We will catch men. We will not only be looking at it, but we will have results. Now, there may, of course, be periods of time in which the task is small or non-existent. But when an entire denomination remains plateaued for a decade or more, plateaued or slowly growing, or even declining in membership, there are strong indications that we have lost sight as a church body of the divine purpose for the establishment of the Christian church, and in its place have substituted some institutional goal. And so, if either that or else God is at fault, and He certainly is not. And so it's well for us to re-examine the purpose of the church and the particular lesson that Jesus taught His disciples about mission, reminding us that we will be casting nets. May God give us the courage to do this. Amen.